Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahushua, Christ, Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this program is Cross the Border, and the purpose of this program is to go through the Word of God. We've been going through Exodus, and we got all the way to chapter 3. I'd just like to thank everyone for joining me, all of those that love the Word of God, that are interested in the Word of God, in learning about it, and just joining me every day in this study. I'd like you to go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and email me when you get a chance. Or if you think of a question, a comment, or anything during the show, write it down. Anytime when the Spirit moves you, I would like to hear from you. crosstheborder.org. You'll find a link there to email me. You'll also find these programs archived there. If you've missed any of the previous programs, the last five programs are there. So we started in Exodus yesterday. Or was it the day before? Yes. No, it was yesterday. Time flies. I guess I'm having fun here. But anyway, if you missed yesterday's the opening of Exodus, the book of Exodus, then you can go there and listen to that program. Now, these programs are now 2 hours long, so it takes a little bit of a commitment, I guess, to listen. And I hope that you're in a position or that you have the time during the day where you can set aside 2 hours and go through the scripture. Really, this program is only for people that have such a love and desire for the word of our Heavenly Father, that they would be willing to put aside that kind of time to learn about His word. If a lot of people have time, a couple hours a day for entertainment from Hollywood and the likes, or just listening to, top 40 idolatry of romance music on the radio for several hours, or however they listen to it, or whatever they listen to, sports, there's another form of idolatry there. But it really gets down to what is important to you. And to me, it's important to spend these couple hours every day between studies. I do take a break. Sometimes I'll rerun a study that I just did because I have a lot of other things to do. But there's always time for study in my life because I can't seem to get away from it. And not that I want to get away from it. But I'm just curious, and things pique my curiosity, and I have to jump in and look. And that's what we're doing with Exodus here. I've taken on the task of going through the entire scriptures. Once again, I took on the task once before, and didn't make it quite through the entire scriptures with an on-air study. So I'm trying again because I've learned so much more from my last studies that I think I'm going to have to try it one more time to at least get through the whole scripture with an on-air study and complete the work this time. So we are on the second book of the Bible, Exodus, right now. I just did Genesis, and where I'm going to go after Exodus, I don't really know. We just may continue in this story. We just may go through the five books of the Pentateuch. Moses, the books that Moses compiled, because they are there together and they're pretty much a continuing story and trying to get a complete picture here. So that may be the way we go. Then after that, we may jump into the Gospels. And then perhaps after that, we may jump into Revelation and some of the prophets. I can't say which direction I'm going to go after I finish the five books, the Torah of Moses, but we'll find out where the Spirit moves me. Anyway, we left off when Moses had fled Egypt because he murdered a man, whatever his motivation. I don't believe it was a premeditated murder, obviously not. So it was at least manslaughter, but he murdered a man. He would be convicted. He was convicted immediately in Egypt because Pharaoh, or the king, sought his life after he fled, because he fled as soon as he figured out that the thing was known, that it wasn't hidden. he would be convicted in the land where I live today of murder. Certainly not premeditated murder, but it would be murder nonetheless, or at least something like, you know, third-degree manslaughter or whatever, first-degree manslaughter. I don't know which is the worst, but that would be it. He really had no just cause for killing the Egyptian. So we pick up the narrative here in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 1, and it says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian." And I want you to notice that this priest of Midian was a godly man. So there were righteous men in the earth in that day, beside the children of Israel. Jethro was, and I'm not sure, his name wasn't really Jethro. Jethro is a title, and it means, let's see, what does it mean? It means His Excellence. So he was His Excellence, the priest of Midian. So that's basically, and it notes that he is his father-in-law. And his name was covered yesterday, and I forgot it already. But, you know, if you're interested in what his name was, you can go back to the last chapter where he meets the daughters, and his name is given. So Jethro, we find out here, if we mouse over it in our Esword, we find out that it is a pronominal suffix, His Excellence. So that's what Jethro means. He was the priest of Midian. Okay, Moses, he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of Yahuwah, I have the Tetragrammaton here, the 3068 in the Hebrew, the Lord in the King James English. And we're going to have the opportunity to discuss that a little more as we get into the narrative today. So anyway, the angel of Yahuwah appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush has not burned up. And when Yahuwah saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, "Moses, Moses." Imagine, put yourself in the place of Moses. You're out there, you know, taking the sheep over to the backside of the desert, wherever that is, over by Horeb. It's called the Mountain of God, or, you know, Elohim Mountain. I guess that would be a good name, because it has here the 430, and which is the Elohim. So it's the Mountain of Elohim, even to Horeb. And he spies this bush on fire, and he thinks to himself, I might have to turn aside and check this out. So he goes over and he comes near. You know, of course, Yahuwah saw that he turned aside. Of course, he planned for him to turn aside. And when he saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." So now, not only does Moses see this bush and he's turning aside to see this sight, because I'm sure he catches a sight of a bush burning in the middle of a desert, you'd look too, wouldn't you? And you look over there and this bush keeps burning, but it's not consumed. So he draws up close, and now the bush is talking to him, "Moses, Moses." And he says, "Here I am. Here am I." King James English always, "Here am I." And the bush said, okay, and he said, "Draw not hither. Don't come any closer." That's what "draw not nigh hither" means. It means in English, in New English or contemporary English, it means don't come any closer. So the bush says, "Moses, Moses." And he draws close. He says, "Okay, I'm Moses, I'm here, who's calling me?" And the bush says, "Don't come any closer. Put off your shoes from off your feet, for the place whereon you stand is holy ground. Moreover," he said, "I am the Elohim of thy father, the Elohim of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Elohim. And Yahuwah said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard the cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now there behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. So Moses now, you know, when he left Egypt, the children of Israel were being oppressed. And they had appointed taskmasters and policy enforcers to enforce their policy. And I guess for 40 years they're killing off the male children because they're afraid that the children of Israel are going to become too great and overpower them. So they kill all the males to weaken the population. They have policy enforcers out there, kind of like they do in some of the nations on this planet, coming to a city near you, perhaps, in the future. No doubt. I mean, you can see the way it's going. They'll have their policy enforcers out there looking for pregnant women, like they do in China. We'll just mention the name China. And, yeah, they enforce it. Forced abortion. Forced population control. And that's what's going on in Egypt here. But 40 years later, they're enduring this oppression, this affliction, and this servitude and slavery. And believe me, in 40 years, it didn't get better. It just got worse. So Moses answers. He says unto Elohim, God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has set me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Wow, Moses, he's already got it in his mind. He's going, what am I going to say? What are the words that are going to come out of my mouth? And he's asking the Heavenly Father here. And Elohim, God, said unto Moses, I am that I am. And I think it would be better translated, I am who I am. Because he's not a that, he is a who. I think the King James translators did a disservice there. But anyway, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Well, the term I am here is expressed, or we look at Mouse Over the Hebrew, 1961, Hayah. And we see something peculiar there. We see Yah in that. But is he saying, my name is I am? No, he's not saying, my name is I am. Now, if you're just reading a King James Bible, and you don't have the resource of the Greek and the Hebrew to look into what's really being said here, you might come away with the idea that his name is I am. But his name is not I am. Sorry about that pause there. I had to sneeze. So his name is not I am. But let's read it and we'll get into it. So in Exodus 3, chapter 3, verse 14, and Elohim, God, said unto Moses, I am who I am, or I am that I am. And he said, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. He's saying that who I am has sent you unto them. And now he clarifies it. And Elohim, God, for in the Greek 430 there, Elohim said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel. Now pay attention. The Lord God. But back up. Now let's read it in Hebrew. Because what did he really say? He wasn't in the desert speaking out of this bush, and he didn't say, the Lord. He did not say any such thing as the Lord. He did not give him a title. This is the Tetragrammaton. This is the Hebrew 3068 from our Strong's numbering system. This is Yahuwah. Now, if you got your E-sword out, this is a lesson that you're going to hear a lot. And if you haven't heard it yet, then this is for you. And if you have heard it, well, it's always worth hearing again. But Exodus 3:15, the Creator, our Heavenly Father, tells us His name. And He says, this is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. I think we need to pay attention here to what He's saying. And He's not saying the Lord. That's a new invention. That was invented with the King James translation of the Bible. The Lord. That's where that came from. And the J's, well, they came out of the Latin. And that's where the name Jesus came in to replace Jesus in the from the original 1611 King James Version. But let's get back into our text here. So let's pay attention to what he's saying. Exodus 3:15, and Elohim, God, said moreover unto Moses, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahuwah, Tetragrammaton, 3068. And I've got my little window open here, and it says, Yah, it's got Y, H-O-V-A-H. And we know that the V is not pronounced, but let's check it out here. Yahuwah, he's got it pronounced here, Yahuwah, or Yahovah, if you read it in contemporary, if you put the contemporary pronunciation of letters to the pronunciation that they have here, it's Yahovah, but we know that the V is not pronounced in the Hebrew, so it's Yahuwah. And then we see that here, if we jump back to the I Am, it's Yah, Ha-Yah, and we can see that in all the names of all the patriarchs and all of the prophets, that their name is not Jah, or is it, nor is it Va, because we don't say Hallelujah, we don't say Hallelujah, we say Hallelujah. So, from the Hebrew 1961, the self-existent, and that's the I Am, the self-existent or eternal. And our good friend Strong put it in here, J-E-H-O-V-A-H, Jehovah. And it says, Jewish national name of God, Jehovah, the Lord. And he goes on, he says, compare. But we know that the J isn't pronounced in the Hebrew either, and neither is the V. So his name is Yahuwah. And we have a lot of witnesses to that being his name, the name of the patriarchs and the prophets. As in, we've discussed this before, if you've been with me, it's like the name Jeremiah. Well, that's not a Hebrew translation. That's a transliteration of the name. The name in Hebrew is Yermiyahu, because there is no J, it's a Y. Yermiyahu, and it's not Ayah in the Hebrew, it is Yahu. And there's another name that's popular today in Israel, a famous leader over there has the name Netanyahu. The same thing. It's the Hebrew pronunciation of the name of God. And there, I have a whole study on the name that goes really in depth, 36 pages here. And I'd love to share that to you. I really need to post it on my website. And if someone emails me for that study on the name, perhaps it'll encourage me to post it on the website. So, here he says, let's finish this verse before I spend any more time on it. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. And Elohim, God, said moreover unto Moses, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, Yahuwah, God of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. So he's saying, this is my name forever. In the same sentence that he's telling him, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, Yahuwah, Elohim of your fathers, God of your fathers. He's using the Tetragrammaton, the Hebrew name of our Creator, Yahuwah. It's not Jehovah. He didn't say that. And he certainly didn't say, the Lord God. Thus shall you say, the Lord God. Because they'd still be going, which God? No, he gave them the name. He said, and he said, this is my name forever. And this is my memorial to all generations. What's a memorial? It's something that we're supposed to remember him by. This is a memorial. So all you Yahoos out there, and you know the term Yahoo, it makes me laugh that it was a derogatory term for the Yahudim, for the children of Israel, and those that worshipped the name and called upon the name. They called them Yahoos, a derogatory term. Well, I say, let them call me a Yahoo. I don't care. I would love to have that. I'll be a Yahoo all my life. So, anyway, because I will worship and I will proclaim the name of Yahuwah forever to all generations. Anyway, he continues in verse 16 here. He says, go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahuwah, God of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, into the land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and you shall say unto him, Yahuwah, God of the Hebrews, has met with us, and now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice unto Yahuwah, our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof, and after that he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor. And the word there, borrow, doesn't mean take out a loan. It means to request of her neighbor. And of course, he's speaking here of their neighbor, the Egyptians. So every woman shall borrow or request of her neighbor, and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels, silver, jewels of gold, raiment, and you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken to my voice, for they will say, Yahuwah hath not appeared unto thee. Now he's talking about his brethren, the Hebrews. Oh, Moses, O ye of little faith, I guess that would be the appropriate exclamation, because didn't he say at the end of chapter 3 there, let me go back there and take another look at that, he said, they will hearken to your voice. And why didn't he believe it? He says, and they shall hearken to their voice in 3:18. And thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt. He said they would hearken, but I guess he doesn't have that much faith yet. Maybe he's just like the rest of us. I don't know. If the Almighty appeared to me out of a burning bush and told me something, I certainly would want to believe it. And I would be afraid to doubt it, let me tell you. Okay, here comes our break. We'll be back in a few minutes. CrossTheBorder.org. Come on, email me. I want to hear from you.